This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm delighted to introduce our next guest, Am Gohar. Am is a British Sikh woman, feminist, presenter and influencer who joined a panel of 35, under 35, powerful entrepreneurs at the Business Show. So, welcome, Am.
Thank you for having me, Jackie and Penny.
It's our pleasure. So, tell us a little bit about your background and what your aspirations were growing up and a little bit of insight into how you came from where you were to where you are today.
Wow. So my journey was completely different from when I first initially started. Obviously today I am a founder of a PR agency and other projects that I'm involved in. So when I obviously, first started in the remit, I went to art school. So I ended up in fashion textiles and specialising in knitwear. So I was in the fashion industry for over 10 years. So the journey began, and when I graduated, I ended up doing Fashion Week with a few designers, and then I ended up working with an amazing gentleman who I can now call my first mentor, John Michael Ingram, and I went into the manufacturing business with him, and I learned so much, and which then led me over to launching my manufacturing consulting business, where I was taken over and taken on brands and consulting them on then seasonal knitwear trends and collections and sampling and doing a lot of the manufacturing for them. So that was being stocked in ASOS, the Arcadia Group, TK Maxx, worked with a lot of household names like Harrods and Burberry as well. And I think, you know, when I got to about 28, 29, I was just exhausted. I was doing so, so much. And you don't realize how much you do in your 20s because you actually think that you can do everything. And that was what I did, essentially. And, you know, I took some time out at 28, 29, and I thought, you know what? This is not serving me anymore. And I used to spend about 3 months in factories and back and forth. And it just came to a point where I'd done it for so long and I needed that change. And no one would give me a job because they were like, yep. They were like, but why would you want to come and have a job and work for us when you've already done it all?
So do you think your initial days in fashion, it was so demanding because it was fashion? Or do you just think that was your way of working at 100 miles an hour?
I think it was my way of working 100 miles per hour. And also, I think when you're so young, no one talks to you about stress. No one talks to you about, oh my God, like, what are you going to do if a flight is delayed by a week and you're dealing with over £500,000 of, you know, production or whatever going on? No one teaches you all of this. And I didn't have a mentor back then. I've got a business mentor now that I work with a fantastic man called Suki Wahiwala, who's a 2-time Forbes judge and mentor. So understanding what I know today and what I didn't know back then, you know, life is a journey. Wherever and whatever I was supposed to do then, I'm now doing now. It's a chapter. You know, when one chapter closes, another door opens. I achieved so much by the age of 25. And I wanted to be in fashion when I was a young girl. I achieved it all by 25. I was the first British Asian woman who did a collaboration with ASOS by 25 and was in Vogue and Draper's. And, you know, that for me was an achievement and an accomplishment within itself. And having done that at a young age, I now look back and think, oh, that is why I done it at such a young age, because there was another chapter waiting for me to kind of go into, if that makes sense. But yeah, my journey's been phenomenal, and I'm absolutely honored and grateful for it. Today I have a PR agency, which I launched just under 2 years ago. And, you know, the platform that we have built it on is about providing real value to people. We work with real people, real businesses, real events that promote that. And it's all about value and integrity. And, you know, we work with experts such as the educational sphere, the business sphere, the health sphere. You know, it's just talking about real things and taking that expert to kind of be that influencer within that sector.
So How did you transition then? So from fashion.
Okay, so yeah, from fashion, when no one would give me a job at like 28, 29, because they were like, oh, well, you've done it all. Why do you want to come and work for us? So I realized, okay, fine. I had my agent call me one day and said, I've got a job for you. And I said, okay, what is it? Just give it to me. I don't care what it is. Which I actually should have asked, but I didn't. It was basically for a company called Balfour Beatty, who were completely going through a massive restructure at the time. And they said they need someone to come and help and assist the CEO and the head of comms and media. So I was like, okay, fine. So I literally went on board for a few weeks and I ended up there for 3.5 years. I literally was there working on the rebranding, ended up becoming a business partner and then worked in the media side of things. The director of comms and media was Louise McCulloch, who today is the director of the whole of the media side for Balfour Beatty, and a very good friend of mine, was my mentor for that 3.5 years. And it's because of her that I've actually got into PR and media, and I enjoyed it. I actually loved it. I love communicating with people. I love providing that real value, and I didn't think that my life was going to end up in PR and media, but it has, and I absolutely am grateful for it. So yeah, the PR, so it was in media and PR. Took a bit of time out in 2016 when I thought, okay, that's enough. Longest time I've ever worked for anyone in my life.
So if I can jump in here then. So you set up your own agency.
Yeah.
And was that a difficult thing to do?
No, and that also happened by default. I think a lot of the businesses that I worked on have happened by default, including the manufacturing business. So when I took the 2016 out, I was getting a lot of friends and families who had businesses that wanted that expert advice and help. And now I had the PR element on it, that I was now able to provide further help to them. It just literally formed.
So presumably it was you on your own to start with. And I see that you specialise in talented entrepreneurs and multi-billionaires. Wow, that sounds so glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Is it very glamorous?
It's normal. They're normal people to me. And I think a lot of the individuals I work with, all they want to do is they just want to share that value with their audience and give back, and that's what they're doing. A lot of them are also philanthropists, so it's nice for them to kind of give back, and it's nice to be part of, for them knowing that they're making that change, and that I'm also, and the agency are also part of the change. And, you know, we have an amazing team at Abstract PR, and they love working with these individuals because they're just real and they are giving back.
Yes, and you've got some very unusual clients, haven't you? I mean, for example, Nevska, a breath worker.
Yeah.
Because you were telling me the other day that you'd gone on her breath workshop.
So
which sounded incredible.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, it's about look aftering real people that are adding real value. And Nevska, she's a phenomenal woman. She has changed the health game. You know, she started breathwork over 20 years ago in Turkey and built this phenomenal movement where she talks about how we grow up and we pick up dysfunctional breathing habits, but actually breath can cure over 200 plus illnesses.
I can believe
and,
that.
And you know, we're now launching in London, and the amount of impact we've already had on people is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. Yes, and now another question I must ask you, that you were part of the panel of 35 under 35 powerful entrepreneurs at the business show.
I was.
So what did that entail?
So there was a panel of 4 of us of young entrepreneurs. There was Dylan Badwaj. He was a fashion expert as well. He received his first million at the age of 16.
My goodness,
yeah,
gracious.
By just building a fashion brand. And then there was Lauren, and then there was another gentleman called Ben. So I guess what we were talking about influencers, and we were talking about how much social media plays such a pivotal role in influencers and in businesses. And it was just a lovely, lovely panel.
And what sort of things were you asked? What sort of questions?
Well, I think we were all asked the same questions, and we were given our own opinion about how we felt social media played such a pivotal role and in a business, and why it's important for a business to work with influencers to build their business name out and get it out there.
Can I just ask a little bit about how you go about finding your clients? How do people come across you? And what specifically would you say that you bring to the table that your competitors wouldn't?
That is a very interesting question, Penny. So I actually got asked this yesterday. I got asked if I wanted to advertise in a certain magazine, and I said, well, no, because we actually pitch our clients over to you. They're like, no, but don't you want more clients? And I said, well, to be quite honest, I have been, and we have been very blessed, because we get a lot of referrals sent over to us, and a lot of people, I think, you know, when you have a business, it's not about selling, it's about connecting with people, it's about, you know, what, understanding their values and their integrity, and if it aligns with your own, you want to work with that person. If you get on with them, you want to work with them. And, you know, what we look for, and what I look for, I guess, before taking anyone on, is understand what values are they going to provide, and are they an honest business? Do they offer integrity? And if that aligns with us, you know, I would be happy to represent them. To build their businesses and to build them as experts and the go-to experts in their industry.
Okay, and so what's next for you? Where do you see the business heading in the future? Have you got further development plans?
You know, I just want Abstract PR. I just want it to grow and develop further. And another area and a platform that Abstract PR is providing is it's allowing us to take on individuals that have graduated from university within the media sector and are not able to get jobs. And I, having come from a very creative background, I understand the difficulty in that. So that's a platform that I want to grow and leverage, which is taking on individuals that are not getting jobs in that creative media industry within PR. And we have taken on a few in the past that have even come from work placements. And for me, that's nice because it allows them to then move on to get a proper job, or if they want to stay with Abstract PR and have that platform to work with amazing clients, then, you know, why not? If I am able to do that, then for me, that's amazing.
And what are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? Is that with Abstract PR?
Yeah, well, in general, in life, yes.
In life. I'm grateful for having the opportunity to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful to be able to have the platform to share other people.
And in as a businesswoman, what do you think has been the biggest hurdle for you?
Wow, there's a few hurdles. I think in life you go through so many different challenges. And I think the biggest challenge is obviously time management, in terms of, you know, you go through a business and you think you can do everything, and it's the whole time management, and it's getting everything done, and you've got to be up 24 hours to get something done, and it's just about understanding that time management efficiency. And also, just having a business mentor in life, that's someone that's already kind of gone through it and that is there to kind of guide you to move forward. And I think, you know, I'm not ashamed to say that I have a business mentor, because it's allowing me to grow. It's allowing me to give other people opportunities. So, yeah, I think.
And what advice would you give somebody who's going to set up their own business?
For anyone that's going to set up their own business, I think you need to understand, is this the business that you want to be doing, or is it just something that someone else is doing that you think is going to get you more money? Make sure that the business actually aligns with you.
Right, okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Anne.
Thank you.
Would you like to give us your website details?
Of course. So if anyone is interested in PR, the website is www.abstractpr.com, which is ABSTRACTPR.com. You can follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. If you would also like to add me, you can find me on Amgolhar, which is AMGOLHAR. And that is on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitter again.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you. That was Anne from Abstract PR.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk. or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.